Stop. Watch Primer Fields 1 through 3 now if you haven't. Rewatch series to really grasp all the topics. If new to the series, watch from the beginning. This wisdom is for everyone. Pass on what you will learn. Part 21, Genesis and Creation on the Flat Earth, God's Magnus Opus. I would just like to take the time to thank Brent for giving me the directions on how to read the Bible many years ago. He said that every word was true and he was 100% correct. Thank you, Brent, for the wisdom that humbled me and gave me eyes to see and ears to hear. People, the Bible is 100% true. Here, let me show you how creation happened through real science, electromagnetism, and optics. Genesis 1:1, King James Version. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Two, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Electromagnetic circuit shuts down in changeover. All electromagnetic confinement fields disappear without form and void. Heat is dispersed throughout entire system. All phases of water are in liquid form, the deep. No more ice or gas. All liquid water. The deeper waters were already there. The darkness was the light from the previous sky that was darkened or stopped emitting light due to the shutdown or changeover in electrical current direction of flow. Three, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Electromagnetic circuit starts back up when change of direction starts. The first light is an illuminated plasma tube spiral generated from this. The as above, so below pyramids. Four, and God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. The illuminated plasma tube, or light, looks like this while looking at it from below, divided the light and darkness, as it is approaching and before it gets to the reforming ice dome lens. Five, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Leading edge of the white is the sunrise. The leading edge of the black is the sunset. The white part, light, day, and the black part, darkness, he called night. The evening or sunset and morning or sunrise, the first day. But the light is still in the plasma tube. The plasma tube light hasn't hit the lens yet. Since electromagnetic field is up and running again, the magnetic dome is back up and ice dome forms. So lens is now taking convex shape again. Six, and God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." The convex lens converges the light and the focal point of light forms. The focal point of converging light creates heat in the midst or middle of the waters and starts to evaporate waters around focal point to form the atmosphere or firmament that divide the waters from the waters. The firmament, atmosphere, or sky is formed from evaporation of waters from heat generated at and from the focal point. 7. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. The firmament or sky is made. The waters were divided by the sky or firmament, waters under and above the sky. The electromagnetic fields are back up, so waters above are repulsed by diamagnetism, along with heat and pressure of air in atmospheric bubble. All these factors are in play in repulsion and position of waters. 8. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. This is worth repeating. And God called the firmament heaven. The sky or atmosphere is the firmament and heaven. So all that believe in the rapture, here is what it really is. When the electromagnetic field goes down during the changeover or catastrophe, the electromagnetic force that keeps your feet on the ground is gone for a day or so. Whoever is not secured to the ground will be lifted and taken up to heaven. So the pre-trib rapture camp was right. It's just that you will not want this to happen to you. There are only two outcomes if you get lifted in the rapture. You will fall back to earth when the electromagnetic fields start back up, or you will be sucked up into a spiraling vortex of junk and debris and will get squashed and liquefied when your dead body reaches the exit point of our plane. So either way, rapture is not good. And if you doubt me, then Merry effing Christmas to you. I don't care. Mediocrity is everywhere. I absolve you. Day 3. I will get into greater detail in later videos. There are a lot of hidden gems in here that need to be explained more in depth. 9. And God said, "Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. 10. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. 11. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself, upon the earth, and it was so. 12. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. 13. And the evening and the morning were the third day. Fourteen, and God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years." The lights are created in the sky or firmament, the sun and the moon. The moon, I will get to how her light is created. The sun is in the sky due to the heat and light created by the focal point of light from the converging of the convex lens, ice dome, and waters above. The focal point and the absence of the focal point on the nighttime side divide the visible white light, day from the night, the yin-yang pattern of how the light hits the surface of the flat plane. And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. Signs, sun shortening of days and catastrophe. Seasons, moon for months, sun solstices and equinoxes. Days, spiraling of plasma tube light. Years, pulsing of plasma tube light. Fifteen, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. Sun and moon are the lights in the firmament. The sun, focal point of light that creates the heat and atmosphere from evaporating the waters into gases or vapors. The sky or atmosphere is the firmament or heaven. 16. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. 17. The greater light, the sun, to rule the day, and the lesser light, the moon, to rule the night. The sun and moon, the two great lights, are just light and are in the sky in between the waters above and below. The optics needed for both lights to form is done through the ice dome and waters above. The stars were the most irrelevant lights and just a side note to God. He made the stars also. No worries, I will get to them late in the series. Seventeen, and God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And God set the sun, moon, and the stars in the firmament, or heaven, to give light upon the earth or the flat plain. People, all the lights in the sky you see are just that, light, created by optics through a lens, no more, no less. 18. And to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good, and the evening and the morning were the fourth day. 5, 6, and 7, I will get into greater detail in later videos. Do you see the triangle or pyramid-like structure in this drawing? Next video, part 22, New Year's on the Flat Earth. Please share, like, and subscribe. All videos are broken down by topic, so you can reference back to them when needed. So many topics to cover, so we only have time to give you the answers and some examples. Homework will be required of you if you want to verify or dig deeper on an individual topic. Thank you.